Today is a special day for our congregation as we are setting two apart. We are setting them apart and ordaining them into service as deacons. It is a high honor, but it also is a wonderful thing to see people willing and ready to serve. So, Debbie, if I could ask you to come forward and sit down here with Jenny, we're going to make both you and Jenny the center of attention today. I have asked Janet, our chairperson of deacons, if she would come forward and share the scripture and share some thoughts about what it means to be a deacon and some words of encouragement.
I will be reading from Acts 6, verses 1 through 6. But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers, and they said, "We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well-respected and are full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then the apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word." Everyone liked this idea, and they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit; Philip, Procurus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenius, and Nicholas of Antioch, an earlier convert to the Jewish faith. These 7 men were then presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them. May God give us wisdom from this reading. Ladies, in thinking about what I wanted to share with you today, I had some thoughts, just a few. You know, the new church was growing by leaps and bounds. The Bible says that at one day they added 3,000 souls to their group. And if you can sort of picture in your mind what that must have been like, it was just kind of like they were all wanted to be there all the time listening to what the disciples were saying. They were so excited about this new believing that was going on, and they were just all thrilled, and they were just all sitting there. But somebody had to think about the reality. And the reality was, there are all these people, and somebody had to take care of their physical needs so that they could then be fed by the disciples with their spiritual needs. So as the church was growing, it became very obvious that the 12 couldn't do it all, and they needed some help. So they asked them to choose 7 men to be deacons, and they anointed and laid their hands on them as they were prepared for service. That is our goal today, to help prepare Jenny and Dovey, as I've always known her, for service. This is not a new concept to these two women, because they've both been servants most of their lives. If you know anything at all about them, you know that they've both been involved in the medical field, and that's one of our service fields. I can attest to their worthiness to become deacons. If there's one thing I have learned from being a deacon, is that serving others has its own reward. And most of the time, you get much more than the person you serve. So I would ask you to think long and hard about what it is that you are embarking on. Serving others for the sake of the Lord. And I hope that it brings you peace and joy much more than the time and effort it takes you to serve. We will be praying for you both, and the church will be here to help you as you serve our congregation as deacons.
Thank you, Janet. I do remember back to my time as a deacon too, because I was a deacon first before I became a pastor. And serving as a deacon meant an awful lot to me, and it couple of things that I will share with you that you need to think about as a deacon. One, you learn to stand where people want you to stand. Some families will want you close, and some families will say that's all we need. And I would encourage you as you serve, don't take it personally where people ask you to stand. Stand willingly and serve. There will be, as Janet said, great joy that comes out of that. From so many people, they have served me more than I ever did as deacon. Spiritual blessings come out of it. Fantastic and wonderful things. So I would ask you just to stand where the family feels comfortable. Serve them as you can. Reach out to them and let them know that you're there. Help them to understand that you're there to walk with them. One scripture that always comes back to me is in the book of Exodus when it talks about service. Moses' father-in-law was a very wise man, not of the Hebrew faith, but he watched what Moses was doing, and Moses was doing this, and he was doing that, and Moses was staying busy from sunup to sunset. And Moses' father-in-law, whose name was Jethro, by the way, Jethro came to Moses and said, you know, it would be awful smart if you had some other people to help you do this. So our scriptural basis for this is not just from the book of Acts, but it's also all the way back in the book of Exodus. I believe it's the 18th chapter, where he told Moses, appoint this person and this person and this person. Let them serve. Let them reach out and serve so that you're not wearing yourself out. And ladies, there may be times that you will find that you need people to help you. Don't be afraid to ask folks to help you serve, because we're here to support you and encourage you. And at this time, I want to take a moment just to pray with you and to pray a blessing down upon you from God, that you may be greatly blessed by your service as a deacon. So let's pray together. Lord, we come on behalf of Jenny and Dovey right now. And we want to lift them up into your presence at this moment. We want to ask that you would place your warm arms of love on them in a very special way right now. That they would feel that incredible warmth from your love. That you would help them to know your peace. As Jesus said on the last night with his disciples, my peace I give to you. So Lord, we pray now that your peace would rest upon these two ladies in a very special way, that they may be able to bring that peace to other folks too. Lord, help them as they serve. Help them to know where they can stand to serve. Help them to know how to reach out in very special ways. Help them to know your presence, your love, your wisdom, your grace, and your mercy in every situation that they are in. Lord, we thank you for them. And we pray that you would continue to bring great blessings to them throughout all their days. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Ladies, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. And if you'll bring your bulletin, if you have one. And if you will take out your bulletin, there's a responsive reading type thing that is here in the bulletin. So ladies, if you'll just come and stand with me. First, a charge to the church. As we are setting them aside to be deacons, there is a charge to the church at whole. So listen to these words. We have chosen Dolores Dove and Jenny Stoker to serve as deacons in this church. Will you pray for them, cooperate with them, and work together as a community to promote the church's well-being and carry out Christ's commission to this world? Dovey and Jenny, you've demonstrated to us your Christian maturity and devotion to Christ. I charge you as deacons to listen for God's voice and the guiding of the Holy Spirit as you seek to lead among these people, to proclaim the life of Christ to all you meet, and to minister with a caring and a compassionate heart to all God's people. Are you willing to serve these people and this community by allowing God to work through you?
I am.
And together as a congregation, we have chosen you because we feel that God is alive in your life, and we want to follow you as our leaders as you minister among us. We promise to pray for you, cooperate with you, and work together to promote the church's well-being and carry out Christ's commission. Now comes one of the things that I'm going to explain a little bit. One, how we're going to do it and what exactly this is. Because some of you may have seen it before. And Jenny, I have a chair for you. And Dovey, let me move that chair forward. Please go ahead and have a seat. At this time, these ladies are going to sit here, and we're going to do what's called laying on of hands. And as I sat back there, I tried to understand what might be the best way for us to do it, as we've got two here, just logistic-wise, okay? I'm thinking if you would come down this aisle over here and come to Dovey first and then to Jenny, and if you walk back around this way to your seat. Because if everybody were to come down the center aisle, I got people on both sides. So if you can come down that aisle and go back up this way. Now, here's what this means. The laying on of hands was done throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. It is a time and an opportunity for people to come forward to lay their hands upon both of these ladies to either say a word of blessing, a prayer, a word of encouragement, or all three if you want to. As you come, I'll start it out, and what we will do first, traditionally in a lot of denominations, what happens is those who are ordained already are the ones laying on of hands. Here is what I have found in the years that I have done this in ordaining deacons and being there for other times of laying on of hands. There will always be other folks who would like to come forward and do the same thing. So what we're going to do is those who are ordained will come first. And once that line gets shorter, then I will call forward anyone else who would like to come and lay your hands upon these ladies, bringing them a prayer, a blessing, or a word of encouragement. Okay? So I'm going to give everybody here that wants to an opportunity to come because I have found that that means a whole lot to those who are being ordained, and it also means a whole lot to those who have come to be with these folks today and to share with them in this setting apart. So if those who are ordained will come down this aisle and come over here, is there anyone else that would like to come forward? Well, ladies, if you'll stand, I have a couple more things for you. If you'll just stand and face this way with me. What? Not, I'm sorry. I was trying to get them to turn around. I'm sorry. I have a couple of more things that I want to give to them. One of the things that after my 4 years of seminary that actually is more important than the diploma that's in my office, the president of the seminary on Friday night before we graduated gave each one of us a towel. And he gave us that towel because he wanted us, he told us, and he charged us that night at supper. He charged us and he said, as you go out into this world as ministers, I want you to remember that you are to serve, not to be served. And he shared with us what Jesus did on that last night with the disciples and washing their feet. And even Peter said, I'm not so comfortable with this, Lord, because you are the Lord of the universe and you should not be washing my feet. And Jesus said, if I don't wash your feet, you have nothing to do with me. And Peter volunteered right quickly, as he always did, and said, wash not only my feet, but my hands and my head and all of me. And Jesus says, you only need your feet washed right now. I have participated many times in the foot washing. It is a humbling experience to bend down, to take off someone else's shoes, to wash their feet and to dry them. And that's what we need to remember, because that's the example that Jesus gave us. So for each one of you, I have a towel that you could put wherever is your quiet space that you spend time with the Lord, so that you can take some time and you can remember each day as you see that towel that I am to be a servant. I'm not to be served, but I'm to be a servant for other people. And that's how I share my love with one another. So I would encourage you to do that. I also have for you a certificate. The certificate reads this way. Certificate of ordination for Dolores F. Dove and also for Jenny, I'm trying to remember, Surface Stroker, I'm sorry. Having been chosen one of good report, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, and capable of using the office well, was set apart publicly to the office and work of deacon by Withfield Baptist Church on the 8th day of October 2017. And Jenny, here's one for you. And then I have one more thing that I have always given a lapel pin when I ordain new deacons. And this lapel pin says, overflowing with thanks. And on the back side of it, God answered our prayers and brought you to us. You have been made new by our Savior's love shown on the cross. You have served faithfully and willingly in response to his gift. We are overwhelmed at your generosity and your servant heart. We are overjoyed to have you among us. We are overflowing with thanks to our God for you. We give thanks to God always for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. And this lapel pin is a little cross that you can wear so that other folks will know. I also have a lapel pin for the other four deacons who are currently serving that I'll pass out to you so that you can have that also. And I just ask you to wear that and help you to remember that Christ served us by first being on the cross. And that we need to have that same kind of service, willing to give up our lives, that others might come to Jesus Christ. So let us pray. Lord, once again, I thank you for these ladies, and I thank you for those others who serve also. I pray, Lord, that you would guide them and direct them in their service as deacons, that you will encourage them along the way, and that, Lord, that their deacon families would have the same care for them that they have for their families, that we might build this church up together and encourage one another in powerful and dynamic ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask these ladies to come back up here at the end of the service so that there may be some of you that did not come forward for the laying of hands that might want to come and share a word with them. And I'm going to ask also if it's okay with y'all's families if they'll come up too and stand with you as people come and greet you, if that's okay with them. Okay? So I'll let you guys sit here on the front. And maybe today is a day that you see as someone has set apart a time to serve the Lord, that maybe you realize you need to do the same thing, is that you need to center your life on serving God and serving others. So as we stand and sing our last song, the servant song, maybe you need to step forward for some reason this morning. If you want, I'll be here to receive you. For those of you that were waiting for the sermon's at 4:15 this afternoon. I've always wanted to say that I'm not ready for the sermon right now. If you'd come back on Monday at 10:30. But no, the Western Blue Ridge Baptist Network is meeting this afternoon, and they've asked me to preach the annual sermon this afternoon, so I would covet your prayers for this afternoon as I bring them a message. But we want to I want to thank you for being here to make this day special for these two ladies, for being here as we set them apart to ordain them and lift them up in service.